Resurrected Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome, welcome. Resurrected Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast on RBN. I am on a rather remote location out in the Arizona desert. So you guys are going to have to bear with me because we're making some adjustments. And today we're going to have some electrical run and better internet setup. So tentatively, we're going to be coming back online and pretty steadily. So we have some support that are going to be taking us out on some video platforms. So that's some interesting news. So I want to start off today by, you know, I keep going as a mainstay, the Free Range Report, right? And really good website, good articles. And, you know, I've been trying to follow the story of the BLM agent that shot an ATV rider. I wanted more facts, but, you know, this is what we have so far. This was also posted on the Coalition of the Western States Facebook page. We're going to be providing links to that in the description for the podcast that we're recording. So on Sunday, June 10th, 2018, at approximately 11 p.m., Riverside County, California Sheriff's deputies from the Thermal Sheriff's Station responded to the area of Burdew Canyon Road, east of Dillon Road, to assist the Joshua Tree National Park Service and BLM Rangers with the investigation into an officer-involved shooting in the area. The Sheriff's Department Central Homicide Unit also responded and assumed command of the investigation. The Coalition of Western States preliminary investigation revealed BLM officers responded to assist Joshua Tree National Park Service Rangers in the remote area of Burdew Canyon Road, east of Dillon Road, with an alleged illegal off-road vehicle operation and failure to yield investigation. Let me just... I don't know how many of you, maybe I'm old. When I was a kid, there were people always going out of bounds with their ATVs and dirt bikes and stuff. This wasn't something that was viewed as some kind of major criminal offense to a major federal investigation be yielded. I mean, I'm sorry. Is it me? I hope it's not just me that feels this way. I mean, if you guys want to comment on this, feel free to call in and do so. So anyway, it was reported that the BLM officer Miller stopped an off-road vehicle, and at that time, Officer Miller allegedly discharged his sidearm. An adult female passenger in the off-road vehicle was struck in the head and the hand and transported to a local hospital where she underwent surgery for gunshot wounds. According to witnesses, the female victim was shot from behind with her hands up. Now, I don't know why I feel some kind of way about that. I really, all of you that have been listening to this show should probably understand why. I really don't get this. With her hands up. The adult male driver was also detained at the scene. Neither of the victims were charged. Well, how convenient. Not charged with any crime. I'll just shoot you. That'll teach you for straying over the federal lands line. I mean, really? This is what it's come to. Bruce Ray Riggs and I and Laurie Anderson as well has been saying for a long time, like Thomas Mick and many others, that, you know, we were overthrown a long time ago. And if we're going to get this thing back, then we might want to start thinking about doing that more effectively. So anyway. So. It was reported that BLM Officer Miller stopped an off-road vehicle, and at that time, Officer Miller allegedly discharged his sidearm. An adult female passenger in the off-road vehicle was struck in the head and the hand and transported to a local hospital where she underwent surgery for gunshot wounds. According to witnesses, the female victim was shot from behind with her hands up. The adult male driver was, as we said, detained at the scene. Neither of the victims were charged. I have to go over this again and again. Neither of the victims were charged with anything. Also, it must be noted that an off-road vehicle operation is legal in the area in which this incident occurred. No BLM agents were injured during this incident. The victims' names will not be released at this time, pending the completion of an investigation. BLM Officer Miller has been placed on administrative leave per department policy, I'm sure, with pay. Maybe not. I don't know. I don't have confirmation of that. So in response to the shooting of an American citizen by the Bureau of Land Management, the Coalition of Western States has interviewed local and state-level BLM directors, and they've spoken directly to Riverside County Sheriff investigators. They've also interviewed the victims at length. Two legislators familiar with this incident traveled to Washington, D.C., and met with department heads from the Department of the Interior. As a result of that meeting, the Bureau of Land Management Law Enforcement Authority is now under review. Well, that's appropriate, I suppose. I don't know. I happen to have a little bit more faith in committees of safety and grand juries and having direct access to the grand jury foreman without an intermediary to provide and present evidence. Just saying. Food for thought. Go Arizona Republic. So this is an active investigation. Additional details will be released as they are available. The Riverside County Sheriff's Department encourages anyone with information regarding this incident to contact Central Homicide Investigator Moody at area code 760-393-3500 or the Thermal Sheriff's Station. For any of you that might have information on that, that would be that'd be good. So the Free Range Report, a great source, really great source for news and information. Also, you can go to rtrtruthmedia.blogspot.com. We just republished this and with our original report, video report embedded, and we urge you to go there and check that out too. So today, you know, there was this subject that I had to really address. It's a women of faith protest over the separation of families, over the illegal immigration crisis. They're using faith, and when I tell you they, I'm talking about Catholics, Jews, Muslims, and purported evangelicals all come together. Now, of course, these are progressive versions of the theme. All the while I'm sharing this, and I hope that people don't tune in the middle of this and hear this and think we're promoting it in any way. But I want to comment throughout this at the hypocrisy that is being stirred up by this fake news propaganda push. Now, everybody knows even though I'm conservative, I'm extremely critical on Trump. I'm extremely critical on things that matter to the Constitution. I kind of take the Chris Ann Hall approach to looking at the presidency and determining point for point and policy for policy. I think that people, and this certainly goes for Obama, it goes for just about every president in recent times and probably going back quite a while, that we make these people to be idols and we look to them to be saviors. That is not their job. Their job is to adhere to and enforce the laws of the United States and to preserve and protect the rights of the people. That is the people that are here by setting policies and laws that protect us from things like faux invasions, because there are religions that believe in using immigration as a means to overthrow a country. So obviously this is a national security issue, especially when we have those individuals hiding amongst refugees with no real concrete way of discerning who is whom. These is the mentality of these people. They of course they have no problem kidnapping children and then using children as human shields to effectuate agendas. Now, I'm not just talking about Muslims. I'm talking about La Raza. I'm talking about any of these take back the United States for Mexico movements. And for this many women of faith, which is supposed to be about truth and honesty, which is obviously, as you're going to hear, is nothing of the sort. Quoting from the Bible and the Talmud, too, to justify. Now, I would really, you know where I'm going to go with that. I mean, I look to the laws of this land as the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and I believe that national security is more of an American issue, and it always was, than foreign wars of aggression for bankers and power, for global power. I think that the southern border is far more important, being in light of the fact that we have people from these groups of La Raza boldly decreeing that they are here to take back the land for Mexico. They're not waving an American flag. They're not coming here seeking opportunity. Some of them are. Some of them are. But, you know, I hear all of these voices, especially, you know, they could come down from Chicago. You don't live on the border. You don't know what it's like to live on the border. You're going to come down from Chicago. A female, I think, a reverend or something from one of the churches in Chicago. Well, you know, let's get into this. So let you hear the propaganda that's being spewed in the name of religion. Go ahead and roll that first clip for me, Dan, if you get a chance to.
End it now.
Yeah.
Now. Families belong together. Do not crucify our children on behalf of your white supremacist ideology and then wash your hands like Pontius Pilate.
All right.
Justifying it with lies and misquoting the Bible.
Oh, here we go.
I want everybody to raise their arms right now. We wear these yellow wristbands because these are the bands that are put on parents as their parents are torn, as their children are torn from their arms. We raise our arms in solidarity, in unity, and in determination. Let the children go.
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 We will not rest until the children are unified with their families. We who believe in freedom will not rest until it comes.
Okay, pause that right there for a second, Dan. All right. Now, so they won't hesitate to stop standing up for children, right? This is coming from a progressive crowd. I want you to remember this when I talk about the schizophrenia of statism and of ideologies. These are the same people. You don't see them rallying for protecting the lives of the unborn and the selling of their baby parts or the crushing of their skulls. No, they're not around for that. These are the village raises the child mentality, also the same ones that are behind a lot of the social services and CPS seizures of children. This is, I mean, it's like the left has become so schizophrenic. And look, don't get me wrong. I am no fan of the Republican Party these days. Far too many rhinos in there than I mean, that's the majority, in my opinion. So I'm not trapped by this two-party system. But the left, in and of itself, seems so absolutely schizophrenic. And, you know, I just can't for the life of me get a grasp on what makes the mind tick and believe so many completely opposing things. I guess that you know, that's common sense to me. I hope it is to you. But anyway. So let's get back to this clip. Go ahead, Dan. Roll the clip.
tend an altar in the midst of community in St. Mark's, Capitol Hill. I am an Episcopal priest, a woman of faith, and as importantly, the seventh child of Beatrice Rose Spence Morgan. My mom was an Aboriginal Canadian of the Haida Indian tribe. She was taken from her family as a child and placed in residential school. That separation from family has caused brokenness for my family and Native families all over North America. My only comfort was that the horrors of the residential school system were dismantled. I, my family, and other survivors hope that children would never again be ripped from their parents, that this would never happen again. Today in the United States, that is no longer true. I know firsthand that the impact of the residential school experience is intergenerational. We, the people of this country, have the power to stop this damage.
Okay. Pause that again for a second here. Now, I am so sick and tired of hearing about this whole school thing, right? As if this just happened to one people. If you look at the South in sections that were very poor, white and black, doesn't matter. Indiscriminate. Doesn't matter. Public schools started teaching these kids and slowly began indoctrinating them. And we're talking about Americans today. We're not talking about Americans 200 years ago, 150 years ago, 100 years ago. We're talking about today. This is going on. This is what bureaucrats in power usually implement. They just keep going and keep going and keep going. They don't relinquish any control, of course, and they take as much as they can. But you see how these people, they divide us. We have the same arguments. Our arguments is that you have government-mandated curriculum that indoctrinates our kids, and we're sick and tired of it. We don't want that. You hear the same argument coming from them. This isn't what we want our children to learn. Stop teaching them that. It's the same argument. Different time period. Now, these same people that are pushing for this massive immigration, there's another thing that they won't tell you. They won't mention. If you go and commit a crime with your child in the car, and you get pulled over, and there's no responsible family member to take your child, do you know what happens to your child? They take your child from you. As a matter of fact, they take people's children for them for a whole heck of a lot less than that. All over the United States. We're talking about 2,500 kids, and I don't want to make light of this because I think most of these kids were probably used as human pawns by traffickers. But you know that there's entire ideologies out there who are so extreme that they would breed children and indoctrinate them to come and take over a host nation. To not talk about that is not only shows your ignorance, but that you should not be in control of anything. If you cannot understand this, these radicalization camps that happen in the Middle East, they're going on in South America right now. I don't know what you people don't understand about La Raza. It's the race, their race. And you hear from these people standing up, these progressives, who talk about the marginalized people. And of course, La Raza is a part of that group. They're a protected group. This is Marxism. Joe McCarthy was right. I just didn't realize really until just recently how right he probably was. Just throwing it out there. Go ahead. Do we have more time to roll? Go ahead and roll it. Oh, we got 5 seconds of music. I always lose track of time. 1-800-313-9443 if you want to comment. Resurrect the Republic. Truth Radio broadcast on RPN on location outside in the middle of the sunny Arizona desert. God bless. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Welcome back. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast. Okay, so this is the Women of Faith's rally to stop the separation of families. Now, keep in mind, this is a progressive, very progressive movement, and it is the same progressive ideology and agenda that destroys the family. Really? The welfare system from the 60s till today, you have a bunch of fatherless kids and welfare-dependent individuals. They didn't teach them how to fish. They just kept throwing them fish. And humans are like animals. And it doesn't matter their color. It doesn't matter their religion. It doesn't matter anything. When a bear is hungry in the woods, and bear is a benign connotation for any people, okay, but when a bear becomes hungry, you never see those signs that says don't feed the bears? You ever wonder why that is? So by means of theft, not by your own religious conviction to supply aid or comfort to those who are sincerely seeking asylum, but individuals who are infiltrated by people deliberately trying to overthrow the United States changes the ball game just a little tiny bit. So they turn to the Bible. So do I. I say to be a watchman on the wall. WND had something to say about this. Make no mistake about it, nation states are an invention of the Creator, a deliberately chosen device to serve his purposes. That's what we're told in Acts 17, verses 26 through 27, that God hath made of one blood all nations for men to dwell on the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord. Some of these quotations, and there's very many of them, are used to back up illegal immigration. The problem is that they don't take it any further. There are verses about strangers. There's verses about aliens to the land. You see, people that are truly coming here seeking to be a part of our culture, seeking to be among us, do so through the legal process that exists for them to do so. There, if you are under political persecution, you can apply. There's many people in line. And to allow people around them to just rush the line is not ethical. It's not moral. It's theft. They're committing an act of theft while they're breaking a law. And all among them are these coyotes who I would not at this point hold it past probably having dens back in Mexico of young women pumping out kids so that they can use these kids as human shields. I wouldn't put it past them. They have no honor. These coyotes are rapist, human trafficking scum. And if you allow them to present a whole slew of children and they hide amongst them. And this is what, you know, this is why the law exists to do what it does. But anyway, let's go to the clip for another couple minutes before we go into the next break.
Have the power to stop this damage. And we must stop this. I call on the people. I call on the people of all faiths, women and men of good conscience, to call out this administration to stop this. Stop this separation now. Stop breaking up families now. Yeah. As a faith leader, I cry out in the name of my mother, Beatrice Rose Morgan. I cry out for the people that have been damaged and are continuing to be damaged as I speak. Before this goes any further and the damage moves through the generations, and we all will suffer. Thank you.
Amen.
Oh, I agree. We'll all suffer.
My name is Nikki Toyama-Sito, and I'm the executive director for Evangelicals for Social Action. And I'm proud to be here on behalf of the 2,800 women who are joining their letter with this letter to call on Secretary Nielsen and Attorney General Sessions to stop the zero tolerance policy and to stop separating children from their parents. While evangelical men are over in Trump Hotel meeting today, I want you to see where the evangelical women are. As Christian women, as evangelical women, we are joining arm in arm with women of faith to stand here to call for an end to the separation of children from their parents. Because this is important, and it's morally clear where the stance is. Jesus was himself a political refugee who was trying to escape violence in his home country, and he had to flee. We are invited as Christians to respond in our faith that when we welcome the stranger, we welcome Jesus himself. My family knows
then
what it's like.
Sponsor your own refugee in your own home and be the Christian that you say that you're going to be. And while you're at it, stand up against abortion. Anyway, we'll be right back. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast.
It's going to work, kids. You work hard like your parents both did. Everything you earn by breaking your backs. We're going to redistribute when we make our pay tax. Hey, sit back down. Don't be a jerk.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back, Resurrectory Public Truth Radio broadcast. Anyway, we have a caller on the line. Before I get to him, I just want to direct you to a WND article. I believe it was from 2014, and what the Bible says about illegal immigration. Very good article. Let me quote from it, from Deuteronomy 27, verse 17. Cursed be he that removeth his neighbor's landmark, and all the people shall say amen. What that is referring to is theft, ladies and gentlemen, your landmark, your property, what you've worked to earn and build. Right now, we're a nation with debt on our shoulders that are saddled by, in my opinion, a fraud upon the American people, so great, so big. You know, look, many men have risen and said the same thing time and time and again. But anyway, we have a caller, I believe, Frank in Houston.
Utah.
Oh, in Utah. Frank in Utah.
Yeah.
How are you, Frank?
I'm doing well. Hey, you know what? I've been a long-time listener. It's the first time caller to your show. I've called John's show. I've called quite a few other shows throughout the years. I listen to on satellite, which is great, as long as that dish don't move.
Yeah. Well, we're happy to have you as a listener. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, appreciate it. Hey, well, hey, you know what? Here's the problem as I see it. You know what? This left-wing movement, they really believe in what they're doing. And to me, it's unconstitutional, it's ungodly, you know, because there is no freedom when it comes to socialism or communism. But these people believe what they are doing is correct. And I think it all starts in our school
system. I can think of one other group, that a very large group that also was under that impression in theory too, and I believe they were followers of Jim Jones. Yeah, exactly. You know, it always leads to death.
Yeah, drink the juice, baby. Drink the juice.
Yep, and everybody has been drinking the Kool-Aid here for a very long time.
Yeah, drink the juice. That's all it's about. You know what? And you know what? The sad thing is, these, where's the spirit of the Lord? You know,
well, see, I've been struggling with that, because I have as a Christian, I consider myself to be an empathetic Christian who cares. I give to people to the point of me not having, and I would continue to do so. And the more that I make, the more that I'll do so, only because I believe in that whole concept of paying it forward. But I believe these things, right? The problem that I have is by stealing people's money to redistribute it in a way of bureaucrats who may not have my same values at heart. Now, we're supposed to have freedom of religion, to practice the dictates of our own conscience. So, you know, I don't know how exact we come to terms with that reality.
Well, the terms of the reality, you know, I have a strong belief in, excuse me, pay it forward. You know, you
yes,
help somebody
you
else, and you know, somebody else is going to help you. You know,
right.
and don't look for something in return. You know, if somebody's down and out, you give them $20. Don't ask for it back, because you just gave it to them. You know, so
I agree with that. That's also biblical. That's biblical. That's it's usury to charge interest on a loan to bring people up. We're supposed to a certain degree have the honor and integrity to help our fellow man. The problem is that it's almost like government creates programs that create moral decay. The whole welfare system, the way it was implemented, created the worst habits. And so how do you, I mean, I don't understand these progressives, these so-called women of faith that are standing there in Texas screaming and hollering about separating families. Where were they when Obama was doing this?
I have a question for you. No, and I agree with you. I do have a question. What about if somebody's going to get food stamps or whatever they call it, SNAP, or what about if they had to work 20 hours a week, you know, to receive their benefits? Is that wrong, or is that correct?
No, I don't think that would be wrong. I just don't think that the way the system is set up today – I would prefer that, but I don't even think that it's possible. Almost with, I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe I'm just a little cynical at this point. But we've been seeing it progressively get worse and worse and worse for what, 50 years? I mean, at what point do we say that the experiment failed? It's time to start over. That's where I'm at.
Well, here's where the progressives think about this. They do not like the system that is in place now. They think they could do something better. I mean,
they've already destroyed it enough.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking at. I mean, I don't know what your thinking is on this, but I mean, you go back. You know, for the last four presidents, most of them, I don't care if they're Republican or Democrat, they're all the same
boat.
Didn't matter. I think we have a chance, and I still pray every night that we have a chance under this president that does the right thing. You know, you can look at a lot of YouTube videos, and you can start seeing a lot of people are comparing him to Cyrus. we'll see what the outcome is.
This is where my faith kind of intercedes with my politics. I learned a long time ago, whether I used my faith to discover this, other people have come to this conclusion, that I don't look to any earthly man, leader, president, prime minister, general, anyway, I don't look to one of these individuals, and I know that that there are people out there that are diehard Trump supporters. I support Trump when he does things that are right. I'm the first one to say, hey, that was right. Good move. I'm all behind that. But then you have the entire banking, the foreign wars of aggression, the company in New Jersey that's tied to Israel with certain natural resources they're trying to steal. It's theft. It's the, let's say the boundaries of Israel existed and they stopped there and they didn't continue to steal more and more land and build more and more illegal stuff, right? Now you compare that to the ranchers out there in the desert who are having the federal government come in and steal their land. What's the difference? I don't care what faith they are.
It's the same exact thing. Yeah.
Well, when I unplugged myself from that whole worship of a leader or subscription to party, it's like, you know, all of that subterfuge. What did they call it? The Yuri Bresmanov called it, wash the communist suds out of your brain. And everything just became clear to me, so clear.
You know, I sit back and I look at, you know, I look at politics and religion that run in the same circle.
They do.
And they always have, you know what, they want to claim, the separation of church and state. I don't think there is. You know, I mean, if you go back 50 years, you know what, we were a Christian nation. I still think to a certain degree
We were founded as a Christian nation because of the rule of law.
The Protestant nation, yes.
Right.
A big difference.
A big difference
between what's going on today. Well, if you look at the Supreme Court, you got, three Jews, and you got, how many Catholics on the court? And
several.
I don't know what he's going to do. I don't know what Trump's going to do. You know, supposedly they're down to two candidates, and both of them are Catholic. So, but what happened to the Protestant vote on the Supreme Court? It doesn't exist anymore.
No, it doesn't exist anymore. It's like an ideological takeover. But, you know, I have to say I do have I didn't agree with Antonin Scalia on everything, but he was a Catholic Supreme Court justice that I happened to end up agreeing with a lot more than I ended up disagreeing with him.
I
understand what you're saying. I really do. I understand what you're saying. It can't be discounted. This is one of the reasons why I said, you know, people really need to pay attention to Chris Ann Hall's content when she talks about the history.
Just one more comment, and I'll let you go. You probably got another caller.
Yeah, go ahead.
I got one more comment, and then I'll let you go, and I'll take your answer off the air. But here's the thing. If you go back to the Civil War, we are still under a wartime act.
Sure. There was no treaty of peace ever signed.
Let's get the American people out of the Wartime Act. If Trump wanted to really do something, let's do that. Let's get us out of bondage.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. What you just said there, a lot of people have asked me recently, why don't you guys do the 14th Amendment material, your research again, so that people understand the history of the Republic and how it was usurped and overthrown.
Yeah.
And that's what people don't really get, you know, when they're taught this good government BS in public schools, and it's really an authoritarian kind of version of it's not even civics anymore. They don't teach these kids our true history or how government works. Hell, they don't even teach them how to operate a bank account hardly in any of these schools.
Here's another thing, though. You know what? Just real quick, I know you probably got another caller coming in. But
that's all right. Hey, don't worry about it, man.
Okay. All right, great. Hey, here's the thing. You know, I'm a stonemason in the summer, right? In the winter, I don't want to go north, so I live completely off the grid. I mean, completely. I got solar panels, generators, got 10 acres on a mountain. I love it here. So in the winter, I take a job working at just a local gas station. You know, I'm $8.50 an hour. It's not much, but I don't have no bills.
Right.
So I've got the county coming in, you know, the county sheriffs, and I asked the guy. You know, and he's been coming in for months. And finally, I asked him, I said, you know what? Do I drive underneath Commerce? And he just looked at me. And I told this to John the other day. Mr. Schottmiller. And he goes, damn right you do. I said, how is that? He goes, I said, is it my birth certificate, my driver's license? That's all in uppercase. I said, so what's the deal? He goes, oh, you're a constitutionalist, aren't you? And I looked at him.
Oh,
I said,
that's Southern.
I wish I understood the Constitution as good as some other people around here. And then I asked him, I said, didn't you raise your right hand to swear and to defend the Constitution of the United States of America from foreign enemies and domestic? He goes, yes, I did. I said, so what's your problem?
So then, you know, the next question I would have had for him, define in your belief system the term domestic terrorist or domestic threat that was referred to in your oath. Enemies, foreign, and domestic.
I'll leave it a little nugget and let them think about it. And then hopefully they come back and they thought about it and they said, okay, you know what? It's like planting a seed in the scriptures, you know?
Yep.
That seed's going to grow. It might be sitting there for a long time, you know, but one of these days they're going to wake up and they're going to say, hey, you know what? I've been doing things wrong, you know?
Yeah,
because all the
we can only hope.
Jurisdiction, it's all crap.
Yep. And this is, you know, another problem with this argument over children, because it's presented, this immigration thing is presented in different frameworks, different lights. They're not taking into consideration the ones that are doing it are, how gullible and how vulnerable children are to ideological subversion. And you're bringing, like, you know, these kids and these families in not vetted, that are breaking the law, just coming across, just melting in places. It's just, you know, that's not, faith is not a matter to this. So these women were of Catholic, Jewish, Muslims. They can all come together for open borders, but then they all fight each other. It just makes no sense, man. It makes no sense.
Well, I think you mentioned it earlier in the show. You know what? Hey, let's say I had a daughter and a son, 10, 12 years old, and I committed a crime.
Yeah.
Are they going to go to jail with me?
Nope.
You know?
They didn't commit a crime.
DFS is going to come and get the children, and I'm going to jail, and I'm going to be – so we're separated. So what's that? What the heck's the difference between that and what's going on right now?
Right.
Yet Trump wants to sign an executive order, which can be overridden by the next president, whoever that might be.
That's why I don't like executive orders.
You know, so, you know what? They're not thinking. I hate saying this. I think they're on the devil. I really do. And because they're not looking at the Constitution, they're not looking at the Bill of Rights, they're not looking at the things of God. And you know what? To me, that's sad. I mean,
let me get this ideology. Let's sum this up. They want to have these open borders, but they want to disarm the public. They want to be able to kill the unborn. They want to be able to sell the unborn's body parts, but they care about children. They want to take mental illness, which is gender dysphoria. We're going to have probably tomorrow or the next day a former transgender, testimony from a former transgender person who came out and said, I studied the psychology and the medicine, everything about this, and I was so wrong. You have these same Marxist mentality that are using all of these useful – Stalin used to call them useful idiots, and that's exactly what they are. Because they are pushing us forward to absolute civil war and destruction. I compare it to, and Jordan Peterson does too, kind of the situation that we saw in Germany. Okay, why did Germany rise? There was cause and effect. Let's take the politics and all that stuff out of it for a minute.
It's called corporations.
Well, it's cause and effect. They were infested with communists.
Ford Motor Corporation, AT&T. I mean, it goes on and on and on.
Right, but what did you notice happening in Germany?
They picked a puppet.
But what did you notice happening? What did you notice happening in Germany at the time was an infestation of Marxist communists who were degrading they had control of vice, pornography, degeneracy. They were promoting drug use. They were, I mean, the book burnings weren't normal literature. We hear about that as Americans. We're like, burn books? No. Are you insane? Well, now I'm looking at all of the Marxists running around from Gender Studies 101 thinking the books that need to be burned are the ones in the universities that are being used right now. And then I look at myself and I go, wait a minute. No wonder they're calling us Nazis. They know what they're causing. It's not that we're Nazis or we're not Nazis. These Marxists are causing us to have to push back. They're putting us in an impossible position, and it's dangerous.
Yeah.
It's dangerous. We'll be back. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Mother of the moon, which filled my sails, crossed the sea of years, with no provision, but no faces, oh, the straits of fear.
Welcome back. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. Well, that was an interesting last commercial. Anyway, let's get back. Is Frank still on the line?
I am. Yes, sir.
Frank, there you are. You're still hanging on there. Good. All right. Anyway, so.
Well, I wouldn't hang up on this great call.
Well, you know, every once in a while I have a caller that should probably have been a guest, so you never know.
Well, you know what? I consider myself, you know, somewhat of a rounded kind of guy. You know, got a little information here, a little information there. But yeah. I sure the heck ain't as smart as you, my friend. You know what? Hey, a compliment's due. You bring it forth the way it should be brought forth. And I tell you what, everybody listening right now does appreciate it. And I'll tell you what, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. You know what? You're amazing, and we do appreciate you, and I just wanted to bring that forward.
Well, I thank you very much for that, Frank. It's very appreciated. We've been trying real hard to, and it's been a struggle because you guys that have been listening for a while know that from the Bundy Ranch to Oregon to everything else, things were crazy, and our lives are kind of turned upside down. But you know, there has been some really good support out there. Mercy Otis Warren, she knows who I'm talking about, and my friend Sal, and RBN has been very supportive. Many people have contributed along the way, and we really appreciate it. I try and stand for the truth and what I think is some sort of kind of moral consistency. Now, I'm not perfect, and certainly a lot of the people that I've encountered and even worked with weren't perfect, but we all have the similar goal in mind, is that we all want to be free. We don't want to transgress upon the rights of others, and we don't want to have our rights transgressed upon either. And
so
it
would
seems
you consider
to me,
more of a libertarian or what?
Well, you know, I'm glad you asked that, because it's kind of a little eclectic. It's kind of hard to describe, except I consider myself in kind of like my political thought is more in line with Ron Paul, James Traficant. And don't get me wrong. There are things that I may have agreed or disagreed with both of them on minor things mostly, though. I believe in freedom, and freedom that doesn't require you to steal something from someone else.
Here's the thing, and I totally agree with you. You know, I don't know what I would consider myself, because, you know, I got the Republican view, I got the Libertarian view, you know, so I'm kind of... I'm melding things together, you see what I'm saying?
No, I understand. I understand, but I think what we're kind of called is paleoconservative. That's what they kind of refer to as Ron Paul. Paleoconservative or classic liberal kind of hybrid, which basically means that we believe in the Bill of Rights as it was written, not as it was progressively interpreted. We believe in the restrictions of the Constitution, and to err on the side of the restriction and or caution rather than the other way around. The theft of anything, and that is the taking of something forcibly by someone, or the loss of their property or associations, that's a problem. I mean, I think that freedom is easy. We'll be right back, folks, in the second hour with Frank from Houston. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.